This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A grand jury in the U.S. Commonwealth of Kentucky has indicted a single police officer for shooting into neighboring apartments in connection with the death of Black medic Breonna Taylor during a police raid the night of March 13th. A grand jury announced Wednesday white officer Brett Hankinson, who had already been fired by the Louisville Police Department for violating procedure, was charged with 3 counts of wanton endangerment. They conclude the shots he fired went into the apartment next door to Taylor's and endangered 3 people living there. Attorney General Daniel Cameron, who is a Black Republican, said at a news conference, quote, "There is no doubt that this is a gut-wrenching emotional case, end quote. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher, a white Democrat, shortly before the announcement, urged, quote, "everybody to choose peaceful and lawful protest," end quote. On Capitol Hill, the nation's top infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says there are 3, almost 4 possible coronavirus vaccines that have reached stage 3 development. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Hopes are high for a vaccine, but Fauci says there are no guarantees.
As these trials go on, we predict that sometime by the end of this year, let's say November or December, we will know whether or not these are safe and effective.
President Trump wants a faster timeline. FDA Director Dr. Stephen Hahn says when there is a vaccine, it will be safe.
FDA will not authorize or approve a vaccine that we would not feel comfortable giving to our families.
Hahn says politics will not be a factor.
I will fight for science, Mr. Chairman. I will fight for the integrity of the agency, and I will put the interests of the American people before anything else.
President Trump tweeted a link to news about a new Johnson & Johnson vaccine study and said the FDA must move quickly.